all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, you know, Justin Timberlake's got another album coming out, right?
Yeah.
You probably know because I got really excited and jumped up and down and squealed.
Also, because I'm very excited because I don't know if you know this, I own all of Justin Timberlake's albums from Justified all the way to the 2020 Experience.
I did not know that about you.
I own all of them.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, and I'm excited about it. Apparently, he trademarked the title of it, which is Man of the Woods.
Okay.
TMZ obtained legal documents filed by Timberlake, who is now preparing for a Super Bowl performance, which is just coming up in a couple of months.
Yeah.
And it is widely believed he will use that halftime stage to launch his album and world tour. So beyond the title Man of the Woods, he also trademarked the term Fresh Leaves for use on clothing, hoodies, jerseys, hats, and robes. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's taking this, you know, pretty legit.
I don't know.
Legal with it.
Right there, I don't know how. That almost sounds like it's going to be a country album.
It kind of does, like, doesn't it?
What if it was?
You know what? He just totally could do it.
He's talked about putting together one.
If he does a country album, I would be excited about that too. So
man, I wouldn't mind Blake Shelton on it, but Blake Shelton doesn't need to be on everybody's.
He can have Chris. What's his name?
Chris Stapleton.
Stapleton.
Yeah. If that happened, I'll pre-order it right now.
Me too.
But another thing that's trademarked is, you know, Beyonce. Just Beyonce by herself, I'm sure she has 1,000 trademarks for her name. And this actually came into a legal battle with a bar in Brooklyn. They wanted to pay tribute to her by changing the name of their place. Leyenda is the name of this Latin-themed bar, restaurant, just a couple miles from where Jay-Z actually grew up. And they plan to rename it Slayanda.
That's clever.
For the month of December and go hard into renaming the drinks and dishes after Queen Bey herself. Now, that didn't go over well with Beyonce and her lawyers. They sent a letter demanding that this bar cease and desist. Now, the co-owner of this bar, Ivy Mix, told Eater that she's kind of a little bummed that Beyonce didn't share the enthusiasm for this pop-up designed to pay homage to female empowerment. Now, they're still going to do that, but the pop-up is going to be much broader with nods to people like Gwen Stefani and Katy Perry.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, it's probably not even Beyonce's decision. Lawyers are paid to protect the trademarks, and there's not much you can do about it.
And the bar probably doesn't want to shell out that kind of money for the trademark and all that stuff. So we should trademark our name.
We should.
Are we trademarked?
Do you think anyone's trying to steal it?
No, but someday when we're famous, we'll...
People selling all those unlicensed Johnny and Megan t-shirts on the corner. Yeah, we need to stop that. Shut that down.
But that's the entertainment wrap for this morning.